Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. It's Monday, which means two things. One, tonight we got another game on our hands. We're going to have episode 3 of Grotzy's historic Bachelor season 28.
Is it going to put on viewers again? What is going to happen?
I think so. I think it will have a steady increase in viewership until the very end of the season, and I think it's going to be regarded as a historic season because of that.
I think it's already historic.
That's true.
You know what I don't like right now is that you've seen one more Traitors episode than me.
Yes, we record our Digging Deepers on Fridays. They come out on Mondays. And indeed, last night I did watch the most recent episode of Traitors, and God, it does not disappoint. That's all I can say.
Can't wait. I literally was like, I want us to not record a podcast until I've watched this, but no, we will just not talk about it.
I will simply say this. If you liked Bachelor season 24 starring pilot Peter Popeye Weber, you're going to like Traitors season 2, and you're especially going to like the episode that came out this week because he is the star of it. What we are seeing now in these third wave reality shows, we're talking about Traitors, we're talking about Special Forces. Bachelor players dominate these games because I truly believe Bachelor is the most well-rounded of the reality TV mixed martial arts. It teaches you a lot of different skills that are applicable in all of these different third wave shows.
Do you think they're better than the Big Brother players? Oh God, no spoilers.
Watch the episode that came out last night and you tell me. I mean, I'll simply say this. A lot of Traitors is about if you're a faithful, which this is not a spoiler. We know this from episode 1. Popeye is a faithful. If you are a faithful in that show, part of what you're going to have to do, part of that toolkit is running investigations, trying to figure out who the traitors are.
Mm-hmm.
How many investigations did Popeye do in season 24? Two or three? There was the Victoria Paul investigation. There was the Champagne Gate investigation. He's running these investigations. So
Was the Kelsey Weir investigation.
The Kelsey Weir investigation.
Which so ended he's up done, in the Knock Knock Rose.
Yeah, three high-level investigations in season 24. He also had to go toe-to-toe with a Hannah Sluss, with a Madison Pruitt. And now he's got to be talking to Parvati from Survivor. Sorry. We know who's going to win that. Sorry.
No spoilers.
I'm just saying in conversation. I'm not saying in any kind of eliminations or anything like that. I'm just saying this man has seen the face of Madison Pruitt from 1 inch away, issuing him a fantasy suite ultimatum after he just gave her a final rose. He's not scared of anything. There's nothing you can do to this man to convince him that he's doing something wrong. Just watch it.
I don't know if Hannah Ann Sluss is going to show up to your final rose ceremony.
Exactly. It's just when you watch these other players on Traders trying to manipulate Popeye, all that's flashing through my mind is like everything he had to go through in season 24. It's like this is a fucking cakewalk to him.
I love it. I feel like it's entering Popeye's superstar era now.
I do too. I think he's going to come off the show and do whatever he wants. Anyway, enough about that.
Do you think Noms would do well on Traders?
I don't know. Maybe. I think she could play her sweetness to her favor to like throw people off the scent if she was a traitor. I think for sure. I do think like your personality has a lot to do with if people start to suspect you or not, you know?
Yeah.
At any rate, what we are here to do today is a thing called Digging Deeper, where we're going to go through a bunch of clips from various podcasts around the nation, nation adjacent, all things that have to do with the nation, and we are going to break them down to you. We have some great clips today. We've got one from a podcast called Too Far with Rachel Kaley and who? Robbie Hoffman. That is, of course, Gabby Wendy's better half. And let's just say that they're talking about an award we gave them. We also have some clips from Off the Vine. Yes, with guest Joey Grazia Day. We have Trading Secrets with the great one, Nick Vial. We've got Trading Secrets with Susie and Justin, the new public couple. We've got clips from Living Large with Mark Doner, the guest, Iggy Rodriguez. You may remember from Bachelorette 13 and BIP 4. Fascinating stuff that Iggy is talking about Paradise and producers and whatever, a bunch of contract violations. She's all batch with guest Peter Krause talking about when he was almost the Bachelor, contract violations, and overheard in LA with guest.
When I was almost the Bachelor.
The great one. Speaking of the great one, he's in a lot of these clips today, but he is dishing contract violations, sour grapes, tea. I don't think we get When I Was the Bachelor from him today, strangely enough, but we get a lot of other good stuff. Are you ready to dive into this pace case?
I don't think I am ready, but let's go.
Let's do it. This is
Digging Deeper.
All right. Our first clip comes to us from Too Far with Rachel Kaley and Robbie Hoffman. This is from January 23rd. In this clip, Robbie delivers a reaction to finding out that she and Gabby won our Parasocial Play of the Year last year, which everybody in the pit voted on. I think you'll remember. Here we go.
Wait, by the way, did you see you two were voted something?
No, what were we voted?
Oh, people were DMing. Hold on, let me pull it up. You were voted, you have many followers. Well, they're getting more and more. You were voted by Game of Roses Pod.
Is it a big pod? Should we collab?
It's not that big.
Okay.
You were voted Parasocial Play of the Year.
What?
Here, I'll send you the link.
What is that?
I don't really get it, but people were very excited. Probably because it's their podcast, honestly.
Not that big.
Well, we may not be that big, but we have a lot of spirit. It is bizarre to me to know that our Parasocial Play of the Year got to Gabby. Which means it probably got to...
Wait, it got to Gabby?
Gabby and Robbie. I mean, I assume that Robbie then told Gabby, hey, on our podcast today, we talked about this thing. You got a Parasocial Play of the Year award. I don't know what this is. That's what I assume the conversation was like. And then Love Will Deem Back probably issued some laughter play. I think that for me, I know that we do this, all of our little awards and stuff, and we do what we do. And yes, we got 4TR in the game. This to me is another kind of like, we're giving out our Parasocial Play of the Year award. Does that ever get back to the people who won it? Here we have audio confirmation it did.
I believe Tilly commented when she won it.
I think so as well.
So that one got to her too.
Yeah. No, not really.
This is so funny. Is that a big pod? Should we collab? That's so funny. I don't really get it, but people were very excited, probably because it's their podcast. What does that mean?
I think she's talking about the comments. I think they pulled up our Parasocial Play of the Year. This is just what I'm hearing in this. I don't know if this is true or not, but it sounds like they pulled up our Instagram posts and were reading the comments and like, oh, people are very excited, probably because it's posted on their podcast. That's kind of what I think of it.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm not sure. But nonetheless.
Love this. Wow. What an appetizer, this clip.
Exactly. This is 2020 gore. Thank you so much.
And they discuss Robbie's follower count going up too. So much in that.
Absolutely. And we can't thank Rachel Kaley and Robbie Hoffman enough for discussing the Parasocial Play of the Year award. I hope they Googled Parasocial and maybe came to some kind of an understanding about what this award might be.
Parasocial Play, what does this mean?
Yeah, it also does throw that lens on it that's like, oh yeah, somebody who has never listened to our podcast or anything, seeing that they won the Parasocial Play of the Year award is like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would know what parasocial means if not for this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know when I first became aware of it, but recently, within the last 5 years, maybe, I was kind of like, oh, parasocial relationships. And then I went down that hole to kind of like figure out what they are. But once again, thank you to Rachel Kaley and Robbie Hoffman for this great acknowledgement. Now let's move on to our next clip. It comes to us from Off the Vine. You may know that as Caitlin Bristow's podcast. Her guest on January 25th was none other than your season 28 bachelor, Joey Grazia Day. And in this first clip, Caitlin and Grazia discuss journaling, and Caitlin delivers a very interesting idea for what she might want to do with her journal entries from her days as a player.
Clues. I quit bras during the pandemic. I said no more. They're not comfortable. I'm being comfy as a lifestyle. And I couldn't picture a bra that would exist that I would want to wear. But today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. They don't have underwire. They don't have bulky fabrics. And they are so soft. Basically feels like a second skin, which is the only type of bra I will be wearing in the year of our gore, 2024. Mm-hmm. I got the crossover bra, the black runway one. It has this cute like mesh that adds peekaboo mesh that adds this very sexy touch. So it's like, doesn't look like it's, you know, a comfortable bra, but it is. And I guess I'm a bra person again, it turns out.
Well, congrats, Pace Case. I know it's a big step for you. Right now, you can treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/roses. Use that exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/roses. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support Game of Roses and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Clues, you know, I'm on my year of health, 2024. I'm trying to really focus on that. You know, I've got my career in order. I've got, you know, other aspects of my life, but I eat badly and I take care of myself badly. But that is changing now. I have discovered Lumi. Lumi is a game-changing whole-body deodorant designed by an OBGYN to work not only on pits, but also feet, privates, and everywhere else we get odor. I use their wipes. I use their, they have a traditional deodorant stick too, which I use, a lovely coconut smell about it. And no matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day long, all thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula. They have over 275,000 five-star reviews to show for it.
It's baking soda free. It's paraben free. It's pH balanced for safe use below the belt. Clinically proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. 12 hours after a shower, the average person has an odor level of 6 out of 10. Did you know that?
That's
a
disgusting.
High level. With Lumi, the average odor level is, guess what? 0 out of 10.
Yes.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice. You could get mini body wash, you can get deodorant wipes, whatever you want, and free shipping. And as a special offer for everyone listening right now, new customers are going to get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code ROSES at LumiDeodorant.com. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off the starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use that code ROSES.
Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. We go.
We'll try to make journal that for me if you don't mind.
Yeah, so that was one thing I did really well on the Bachelorette, and I know I have fallen off. I won't lie about that. It is something that was so huge for me,
yeah.
And I truthfully didn't have as much time as I hoped as the Bachelor to be able to journal. But yeah. I need to get back to that because I've noticed that sometimes I get in my head, and it's a good way to kind of clear my thoughts. I think.
Yeah, I read mine every once in a while from when I was Bachelorette, and it's so funny.
Yes.
It's like I want to do dramatic readings of it on my podcast or something because it is, I was so confident. Mm-hmm. I was like, who is that bitch? Yeah. I was like, and then you could just see it slowly getting shit towards the end. I'd be like, I hate it here. Somebody get me out of here.
Dramatic rereadings. She should be putting this in a book.
I would love for her to do an entire series that was nothing but her journal, kind of like Charles' journal. That's a deep cut. Mm-hmm. I know. I simply need to hear this now.
Not deep for me. Still waiting for resolution on Charles's journal.
I think he died somewhere in the desert out by La Quinta in the Palm Springs desert area. However, this is such a fantastic idea. I know she was kind of joking here, but I think people would love to hear that. Absolutely love to hear it.
Of course. Of course. Oh my God.
And don't leave anything out.
The way it spiraled out, I mean, I would add to it. You know, I would go in and zhuzh it up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very curious to know, what is the journal entry when Nick Viall enters her season sideways? What is the journal entry when Sean Booth refuses to acknowledge Nick Viall by name? Is she writing about that? It's really annoying that Sean...
What is the journal entry when Sean Booth gave her the memory jar?
Yeah, Sean gave me this dumb memory jar, and he refuses to use Nick's name.
When she did the living funeral.
Oh, my God.
She's in a coffin.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of good shit there. Please, yeah. Kaylin Bristow, release your journal tapes. We want to hear them.
I mean, I still think you do a book, and then she can read them on the audiobook.
Yeah, that too.
It's like a collection of essays, kind of.
You know, I wonder, though, like, if you're going to publish your journals from the show, which I'm still waiting for anyone to do it, but Caitlin would be great, obviously. Does that have to go through NZK Warner Brothers ABC legal to make sure that you're not contract violating? I bet they just can't do it. Like, they redact 90% of what's in there.
I would just put an asterisk. This is probably what I would have written in my journal.
Yeah. You know what she should do? Here's what she should do. She should fictionalize it. She should write it as a novel. in the style of a diary.
Yes, like Rachel Lindsay.
Exactly. And just change the name from Caitlin to Katie or something. You know what I mean?
Baitlin.
Yeah, that'll throw him off.
Baitlin Christo, yeah. The Bachelorette.
There was a famous guy named Whitley Strieber, who was a New York Times journalist who claims to have been abducted by aliens, and that kind of sent his career in a different trajectory. And he's written some of the most, the best-selling UFO abduction books of all time, the number one book being Communion. And ultimately, he collabed on this book. You don't know Communion? It got made into a movie with Christopher Walken and stuff.
Talk about joining things sideways.
I'm just saying, he did this at a certain point. He wrote a book that was about this thing called Project Blue, or Project Majestic it was, which is a top secret UFO research program. And he had all this document and data and stuff, but he was like, I'm just going to publish it as fiction. Everything's related to UFOs.
I think that's what you do.
I agree.
That's what you do. You say it's fiction.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And then you let people like try to figure out, you know, which one this was about.
And... Yeah. And then you insert some crazy shit about like seeing the host drinking people's blood and stuff.
And then you say back Zark is my boyfriend now.
Oh, that's how it ends. Nice.
Do you get it?
I understood. Yeah. All right, let's move on. We have one more clip from Off the Vine with guest Joey Grazia Day from January 25th. In this next clip, Joey explains the shock of his historic season ending that is coming up and the validity of that claim that indeed this is something that's never happened before in the history of The Bachelor. Here we go.
The ending.
Yeah.
Will people see it coming? Is it a shocker? Is it...
It was a shocker to me. I was emotional.
Okay.
I think the big thing is I have not been a huge avid watcher of the show.
Yeah.
This is all very new to me, but from what I'm told, the ending is something that hasn't happened before.
No way.
So that's, I mean, I know they say that every time, but like this is actually from what I'm told that is the case. So I think that's the best tease I can give.
Okay.
I was obviously emotional.
Yeah.
The reason why, the whole background of it. Yeah. You're going to have to wait to that last episode
to
see.
Oh shit. That's good.
What a teaser.
I know. What do you think this could possibly be?
Humble pie.
This thing that has never happened before.
I don't know. That like that he sends the second place person home and then he goes back and is like, actually, you're my first place.
Hasn't that happened? Like, isn't that kind of like an Ari Leyendyke or a Mesnick? Isn't like, I would consider that similar enough.
Not at the final rose ceremony.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, second thoughts about who your number one is and then you go with your number two. I feel like we've seen that, you know, and maybe...
What else could it be?
I don't know. Like, maybe technically that's not exactly something we've seen, but we have seen change of heart. We have seen buyer's remorse.
Yeah, but after the show finished shooting.
Right. But to me, that's the same thing, I guess. But has there not been somebody who made that, sent somebody away and then was like, no, bring them back? Didn't that happen? Am I insane? I feel like it did.
I mean... There was the girl that was supposed to go home on Jesse's season, but then he called the wrong name and she stayed.
That was at like the second rose ceremony or something.
And I think there was like a girl on maybe Brad Womack's season who was like, wait, keep me. And then he like did keep her after she had not gotten a rose.
I don't know why it's in my head that at the final rose ceremony, somebody comes up, gets dumped, they walk the path of pain, and then they bring him back. I could be wrong. But whatever. If that's what happens, fine. Technically, it has never happened in the history of the show, I guess, maybe. But
I mean, does that mean he's picked out a sparkler for the first place person and then he dumps that person after?
Yes. I think that's what it would mean.
That's tough to come back from.
It is indeed. It may vilify him a little bit, but...
But the Leyendykes did it. You know I'm in Leyendyke country right now.
Oh, nice. What's the air smell like? Money.
Smells like cars and cactus.
Cars and cactus. All right. Let's move on, shall we? We have a clip here for you from Gore Girl Jason Tardik's Trading Secrets. And the guest is none other than the Great One. This is from January 22nd. In this
Christo
clip.
Seems too soon.
What?
I was just making a joke. Like, I didn't know who the Great One was.
Oh, I see. You're saying it's Bristow. By the great one, I mean one Nicholas Vial. In this clip, the great one explains that he makes no effort to be in Bachelor Nation news. It simply happens. You're not going to believe this clip. It is hard to listen to. And then for the rest of the show, we will play many clips of the great one contradicting the very thing that he's saying in this clip. Are you ready for this clip?
No.
Here we go. If you want to hear the great one talking about how he makes no effort to be in the news, it simply happens through his magical powers. And you want to hear the rest of this episode, all the other Digging Deepers we do, see our live shows at 4:30 p.m. PST every Monday before our beloved game. If you want to get all of that Traitor's Glory in Clue's Corner, if you want to get all that Vanderpump drama in Pace Case Palapa, if you want to join our Discord and submit your own screams to This Week in Bachelor Nation, you're just going to go to patreon.com/gameroses. Join us in the bottom of the pit. You get it all, pal.
It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in. And dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.